Okay, so there's not much agadata left to this, so the end of the Masechta, but there is a good amount of agadata within Maseches Nedarim. And one of the most concentrated sugyas of Mila, agadata, is in Maseches Nedarim. So instead of going forward, we're going to jump back to Daf Lamed Aleph, and we're going to learn a few of the inyanim related to Bris Mila. Why Dafka this? It's because it's Shavivim. And Shavuot is man of Kedushas Abiris and Shmiras Abiris, so it's Inyan of the Yoma. And it's also Inyan of the Parsha. We find in Parsha Shmois, it's mentioned in the Sugya in the Dharm, that when Moshe is coming down to Mitzrayim, so, Vahi Baderech Bamalayim, the Srashel, according to some Shitas, the Srashel of Mitzvah Smila. And then Tzipora comes, and it's even Halachic Sugyas of Anisha is Roy Lamin, not Roy Lamila. So let's begin with the Mishnah and Laman Aleph Amid Beis. And this Marmakam is actually a very, very important Marmakam in Pnimiyas HaTorah, in Yesod, which we're going to see from the Maral momentarily. So here you have the Mishnah. Koinim Shani Nen Ela Reilim Mutter Ba'arle Yisrael. So if a person takes a neder not to have Hanah from an Arel, so he is allowed to have Hanah from a Jew who is uncircumcised, who still has his arla. But he is aser, and a guy, even who is gemalt, he is aser and hana from a guy. And psukim are quoted, shenema ki kol agayim arilim, v'ayim ebe haya plishti aril hazeh, pentes machna b'nois v'yishlishtim, pentaliz v'nois arilim. And we'll come back to that in a moment. That's actually the marmokum which we're going to be working with, mostly probably for the shir. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah oimer, Ma'usali ha'orla, shenizgalu baharisham, how despite, how loathsome is the orla, that the rishayim are nizgane, that they are despised, or they're, it's, what's the word for genus?
Demeaned.
Shenemar ki kol agoyim arelim, v'chol beis Yisrael arle lev. Bishmol oimer, gedoylehi mila, how great is brismila, sheshloishes rebrisos nichrisu aleha. 13 brisos that were made on that. And as the Rishonim point out, the word bris is mentioned by bris mila 13 times. That's what it means, 13 brisos. Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer, G'doy lehi mila, she'doyche es ha-shabbos ha-chamur. That mila is so great that it can even be doyche shabbos, which is called ha-chamur. The question is, why does it have to say shabbos ha-chamur? So, just as we're going through, so the Chidah says, first of all, this is a Shaila elsewhere, I believe in Shabbos, whether or not the Mila is Chamer me Shabbos or Shabbos is Chamer me Mila. But we see here that Mila is Doiche and it's called Shabbos HaChamura. So the Chidah says, and he says he found it elsewhere as well, that if Shabbos falls out on Yom Kippur, in which case it's a super Shabbos, so that's what's called Shabbos HaChamura, Apal Pichein, Mila would be Doiche Shabbos. And Bishua ben Karcho Oimer, G'doy lehi Mila, how great is Bismila? Shalait nitzla l'moshe hatzadik alea afilu miloi shah. The Moshe, that he didn't have a moment to rest, that he was accused so quickly to be punished for his srashlis and mila, even for just a moment. And the Mefarshim talk about why here is he called Moshe hatzadik as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Interesting biyuk. Rabbi Nachem Yoimer, g'doy lehi mila shehidoyche es hanagoyim. The mila is so great that it could be doyche tzaras, as Chazal's darshin of Yom Hashmili, yimol besar orlaso, that even if there is tzaras on the orla, it's written in the parsha of tzaras, if it's Yom Hashmini, it could be doyche. So mila trumps tzaras, if it's on the aver. Rabbi Meir Oimer, g'doy lehi mila, shekol ha-mitzos shas Avraham Avinu lenikra sholem ad shemol, the Avraham Avinu, as great as he was, he wasn't called complete shalim until he had his mila shenema, his halach lefanai, veyei samim. That was by the instruction to have bris mila. The racher, g'doy lehi mila, shalmali hi, lai barak odesh baruch hu esaylamo. If not for bris mila, the world wouldn't have been created. Shenema, koyma Hashem, im lai brisi yeyma balayda chukas shemayim varetz lai samti. And he understands that brisi is to be taken literal, that bris mila is responsible for the chukas shamayim v'aretz, for creation of the world. Rabbi Yoimer, g'doy lehi mila, sheishkula k'nekol mitzvah shebat Torah. Mila is so great that it's equal to all mitzvahs in Torah. Shnemar, hinidam habris, asher karas, asher mimochem, al kol adoyim ha'ila. And tan Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcho emer, gedoy lemila, shekol zchiyas shasam ayin shabeinu lo'amdu lo'i b'shal shenisra'a shalom yin ha'mila. That although Moshe was so great and had so many zchiyas, that when he was found to be nisra'a shal, slacking in mila, as we had in Parashat Shmos, as we mentioned, shenem avihi badech ha'malayim, he was on the way to the inn, or in the inn, v'yivyasheu ha'ashem v'yivakesh ha'misai. That Kodesh Baruch Hu sent this malach in the form of a nachash and almost swallowed up Moshe. Amar Rabbi Yosi, chas v'shalom sh'moshe nisrashlo min amila, how dare we accuse Moshe Rabbeinu of any hisrashlo, es alakach amar Moshe. That he had the following conversation going on in his mind. Amo ve'etze, if I do besmila and go down to Mitzrayim, because he was instructed to do so, it's sakanahi. Right? It's not good for the child. D'chsiv, ahi v'yim ha'shlishi b'yesim koyovim. That's by Shechem, that on the third day, the child is suffering, so we see that it's painful and it's a sakana for the children. But if I wait, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to me, so what do? So why was he punished? Because he decided to be oisik in the maloin, in the inn, before. And this, what does it mean, before what? So the Rashi here is quoted as saying Mila, and so says the Ran, that he really should have done Mila first before being involved in whatever in accommodations he had to take care of. Shenemar v'hi baderech babaloi. Okay, then we have the rest of the sugi here with Moshe, and a little bit more about Mila later, but let's start already discussing, going back to the Mishnah, Alam al-Alef on the days, the statement of the Mishnah, that Orla is not defined by the actual Orla. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. It's teaching us Halacha in the Darim, but it's teaching us a Musak in Pnimius. That Orla is not defined by the actual foreskin. Orla is defined by a Yid versus a guy. A Yid is not called an Orel. Even if he doesn't have an actual bris, he's called Mohol. But a guy, a Yid, a guy, even if he has a bris, he's still considered to be an Orel. So take a look at the Maral in Netzach Yisrael in the Kaftar Vaferach. Lamed Aleph from the days, it's the first Maral Makom there. Yeah? Sorry, it's not so organized. Not this one. No, I think. But is it there? No, maybe it's not picked up. Hold on.
Here.
Yeah.
Is it there?
Here we
have
it.
Yeah, it's there. The last page. It is? Yeah.
You have it?
Yeah, Yossi? On the top it says Yud. Kafta v'ferech Yud.
Oh, yeah.
So where it says Laman Aleph Amid Beis, there's a little dot there. Koinim Shanina El Arelim. Yeah? So it quotes the Mishnah. This is the Maral, and that's Achisel. V'ramzu chachamim davar zeh b'maseches nedar. So the issue side of Mila, which we're about to explain, is hinted to a maseches nedar. Out of all places, Hilchos Nedar. Hanoidim min ha'arele motiv ha'arele Yisrael v'aseh b'bulei umas ha'ilam. We're using this Mishnah as a dictionary to define what's a mahol and what's a maral. Like we find many times in the Dharm, that it has to do with how people refer to certain things. That a Yid is called a Mahol, and a Goy is called, that's how we speak. It has nothing to do with that, says the Maral. Because it brings Psukim. So the Psukim are defining. Because it has nothing to do with Lashon Bnei Adam, which is a common theme throughout Hilchos Nedarim. Aval ki Yisrael, b'ma shehem Yisrael, Nechshavim nimayla. To be a Yid means you're nechshav to be mohol. Vim loy nase davar zeh b'shvil sibama, and if mila doesn't take place for whatever reason, loy nisbatel inyanim hamiyuchad ashalam. This special title of being a mohol is not relinquished because a person still may have an orla of foreskin. V'chein lehapech, and so too the opposite. Hagoy mitzad inyanim hamiyuchad. A goy, because he's in his own class. B'mashahu goy. Roy loy arlasa. He's associated with arla. And you can go so far as to be mazber the Inyan is saying that a yid is gemalt and a guy is like the arla of a yid. That's the pshat. That there's two types of people in this world. They may meet different types of countries and civilizations and languages, and cultures. But Lamaisa, the world in Pnim is divided into two groups of people. You're Yid or you're not Yid. Just like there's Eretz Yisrael and there's Chutz Laretz, right? There's a Yid and there's not a Yid. A Yid is like Bechinas Mila, and a Goy is Bechinas Ar. Vim Yachto Sar Losai, and even if a Goy, if he mals himself, he has a bris, Bishvil Zedlan is Batal Inyan Hamayuchar Sharoy Loy Bashu Goy. Doesn't change or affect his Goyishkeit at all. Veroy Loy Ha'arla. He's still associated with the Arla. So it's, therefore, what Mila is, the act of Bris Mila, of course, it's a very important act because it means Karis or not Karis, if a person can do it. If he can't do it, then you see from the fact that if a person can't do a Bris Mila, let's say it's Muchsak that, you know, the children die. So he doesn't lose his Olam Haba because of that. He doesn't have Karis. He's an honest. So I don't want to patch it. The pshat is that a Yin in Pnimi is considered to be Gemalt, and we just have to do a Maisa to be Megal of that. And a Goy is considered to be Ara. So on that note, take a look at the page, which looks like this.
What do we do for Karm Pesach?
Huh?
What do we do by Karm Pesach?
What is that?
The whole RL of Yochava.
Yeah.
You have a shame, in other words, you bring Sukkim by Goyim, that the shame RL is applied to Goyim, but not to Yisrael, seemingly.
So what's the kasha? The kasha
is, in other words, that the shame of an RL is attached to a Yid, is not all.
Right. But that's just that's also the definition of it. Meaning, you're right. If the Torah was coming to teach you and saying an Oral can't eat, so what would it mean according to this? It would only mean a Goy, but not a Yid, even if a Goy.
Right? Huh? So in other words, the Torah is using Lashon of Oral, seemingly based on the Maharal, based on the Mishnah, yeah. It should be called Yisrael Shalom Ahol. Right?
Why is it called an Oral, you mean?
Right.
No. Why does it call him an Oral?
Yeah.
You might say still an Oral. Still an Aral, and for that halacha, you know, if a Yid didn't have a Midla Ni'ef in Pesach, so that would be a big problem. I don't know if that's such a kasha, but I hear the Hara. I hear the Hara. That's a good point. So in this piece, this is a kuntris from Rav Mata Zilber, Shlita, where he's speaking about Trei Mashichin. It's a kuntris on Chanukah, where he says that the Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef correspond to the two spheres, Yesoid and Malchus. Malchus being Emuna, and Yesoid is Bris Mila. Mashiach ben Yosef is connected Yesoid, Mashiach ben David is connected Malchus. These are the two Sharoshe Yesoide Nekudas of Klaisa, the Inyan of Mila, and the Inyan of Emuna. Trei Mashiachin, which correspond to two very big Yesoides. So in this piece, he expounds upon this, and this is a very beautiful piece where he flushes out this idea. Yesoidu malchusim atzmas kedushas Yisrael. And you'll see momentarily why this is nagah. Ubir onyanehu. Dine avidesena bishtem midas eli yesoidu malchus. These two spheres, the avoida, him ha'emuna uktushas abris. Vehim shnei psachim harishenim asher behem nichnasim ala kedusha. These are the two ways that a goy enters into the kedusha to be a yid. When you speak about the sphere as bottom up, so you come into Malchus, that's your first encounter, and then you have Yisrael. As if to say that when a person enters into the realm of Kedusha, he has to come in contact with Malchus and Yisrael to get in. They're like Shnei Psachim, Shnei Sharim. Through that we enter into the realm of Kedusha. These are the two most important components in Avodas Hashem. And it's Marum is in the Gemara. The Gemara says, La'olam yikanes adam shir shnei psachim bebeis haknesses. That a person shouldn't enter into the corridor of the shul, enter into the door and then daven there. He should walk what the Gemara says is a shir, a shnei psachim. Two psachim. The Gemara later goes on to say, it doesn't mean literally shnei psachim, it means a shir shnei psachim. But the Lashon is, shnir shnei psachim. Finally, shnei psachim elu. So the Gemara is referring to these two psachim, asher al yodam nechnasim to beis haknesses, which is the makom hakedusha. Pesach hachitzan is called emuna, which is malchus, which is marum is a Mashiach ben David, and the Pesach hapnim is kedusha sabris, which is yisoid, which is marum is a Mashiach ben Yosef. Well, if he's there, this is a Chanukah shtickle, so he attaches it to Chanukah. Yesh lomer shelakach nami tiknu chachamim lahalik niras Chanukah al Pesach habayis dafka. At the Pesach habayis, Miram is on the Shnei Pesachim, which is the Shnei Meshichim, which is the earlier paragraphs where he discussed that. Gam be'Eliyahu Navi, who is the Mevarser and Bias Mashiach. Mikach sheish lo shayches liyanu shel Mashiach, matzino l'shtei kedushas elo. Because since Mashiach is associated with Eliyahu, so by definition, Eliyahu too will have a kesher to these two inyanim, these shtei kedushas. Because where do we find Eliyahu Navi? Shedarka lovo liskal van gilu godel shalachas mishdem. He comes by both. Eliyahu is niskale b'lel hakodesh chag haPesach, which is what? So the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Zman of Emuna, Malchus. And also, Eliyahu comes to every Bris Milah. We say the Nosach of inviting Eliyahu Navi Zuchel HaTayv, because that's the Zman of Bisus Kedushas HaYisrael, establishing Kedushas HaYisrael. So we find Eliyahu's presence by Leil Pesach and by Bris Milah, which is Malchus and Yisrael, Emuna and Kedushas HaBris. Where's the very first time in the Torah we have Pinchas mentioned, and we know Pinchas is Eliyahu? By the Shtei Kedushos. Because Pinchas was zeichet to the Madrega of being Eliyahu Navi when Asher Kinei Leilekov, when he takes vengeance from Zimri and Cosby, B'shal Shenech Shliyso B'chei Baal Peor, in the mice of the Chei Baal Peor. And what was Baal Peor? It was called Mishnei Dvarim. It was Avodah Zarah that they were involved in, and also Zinus, which is Pagan Bris. So therefore, Avodah Zarah and Pagam Bris, Arayas, is Keneged, Yisoid and Malchus, which is the two greatest Pagamim in the Olam HaKedusha. And at that time, Ba'is HaShah, Nisgala Kedushas Pinchas Shekinei Pirsim Shtei Kedushas Elu. That's where we find Pinchas Eliyahu. And there's the brackets, go past the brackets. So that's why Eliyahu Navi is Shayach to the Inyan of the Trei Mashiach. Now that we know that Emuna and Kedushas HaBris is connected, the Shnei Mashiachin, viadu, and we know shebechol ish miYisrael ganas chelik Mashiach prati. Every single Jew has a nekuda of Mashiach tzidkenu. Who nekuda kedusha sheim becholas adam lifkay ma'isa, and it's a kedusha that a person can't be poigim in it forever. That's what it means. Kedushas Mashiach means that there's always a roishim that can't become nifka. It's impossible for a person to completely uproot it, to be bargain, his emunah and his kedushas labris. Why is that? Because they go to a place which is higher than a person's bechir is able to reach. And that means, every Jew by definition is a mamin, and every Jew by definition is a Shomer Bris. Because we're established that it's Mashiach. And if it's Mashiach, then it's inherent. It's part of our Atzmius. He's going to explain.
Like when the Gemara of the Mishnah said that someone who's a Jew automatically has a shame of a mole, so too over here. You have a shame of an Balamun?
Yeah, he's going to quote that Mishnah in a moment.
So what's the concept of, we find sometimes a Mashach, a person is able to regress somehow, from
the
status of having a
milah
to being
moshach,
is
it
such a thing?
Right. No, you're right. There is in halacha, there are ways for a person to, let's say, forfeit his milakait, his fact that he's a mohel. But in pimius, because it's connected to Mashiach, so there's a different scorecard. That even api halacha, you may be able to say, and in this world, and to dan, and to be shay b'mishpat, that he is not gemalt, that he is an aral. But because it's shaykh to the inyan of Mashiach, we say on that leidach mi'an anidach, it's not possible. That in pinyas, if we were just to expose the sugya, you would see that no matter what you do, even if he's never had a bris, like the Mishnah suggests, he's still mohel. And even if you're going to say he's chayv karis, and the Torah says so black and white, there's going to be a limud tzchus on a person, that he's a yid, that he's gemalt. That's what we're saying now. These two Yesoidas apply to Emuna and Kedushas HaBris, Yesoid and Malchus, Trei Mashiachim. So he's gonna show how. Keeping in Emuna, when it comes to Emuna, Matzinu Shehua Yadibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Lashon Anoichi Shem Elokecha Asher Tzicha Meyetz Mitzrayim. Emuna is rooted in the first Dibra, which is Anoichi Shem Elokecha, I am Hashem Utukri Anam Mitzrayim. V'loi Namer Dibur Zeh B'Lashon Tzivoy, This isn't a commandment, but like the rest of the Aseres Adibros, that it's muvan that a person has a mitzvah to be mamin, but it's never b'lashon kfiyas b'tzias v'dois. It doesn't say have emuna. It's just a fact. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem your God. That's the mitzias. So therefore, it's a mitzvah, yet it's not given b'lashon mitzvah. It's given over b'lashon mitzias, because what is Hashem Yisbarach telling us? Sha'ata mamin Ashanoichi Hashem Elokecha. You are a mamin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even at times it may seem that a person is not mamin, even if he's bowing down to the world of Zohar and serving it, that's only on the outside. It's just a concealment of mashuch be'emes, of who he really is. Look in the depths of his heart, you will see that every Jew is be'emes a mamin. There's a lot of arichas, he says in the back, it's in the Sinyan. But the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, it's not written in Balash and Sivay, defined and it's stamped on every single Jew in the premius of his heart that he is essentially a mamon. So that was Keneg Mashiach ben David, the sphere of Malchus. Now, Mashiach ben Yosef, Sviyas HaYosayid, Kedusha Sabez, Kedusha Gnuza B'chol Nefesh Mi'Yisrael Bo'efen Shalosh Shaykh Livka in the Gud HaKedusha Zu. It's not Shaykh to be Pagim in that. V'hu Kedusha Samila Asher Mechnisin Es Hatinek V'Brisa Shalom Ravinu Oid Lifnei Shuv Al Bechira. And the reason why mitzvah is done while a child is not yet a Bal Bechira comes to show that it's not totally in a das, it's not totally in a Bechira. It's done in a way where we can force you to have it, not because we're forcing you to have it. We're just showing you who you essentially are. That's the pshat. It's not a matter of choice. Just like every Jew is be'etzem a ma'amin, every Jew is considered ma'ol kiditnan. Nedarim laman alef amid beis. Koinim shani nen el arelim mutzeh ba'arli Yisrael. Shani nen el amulim osev arli Yisrael. That's the mission we just quoted, the aside of the morale, although he doesn't bring morale. This Mishnah, in the middle of nowhere, Maseches Nedarim, is teaching us a Yisoid in Atzmius Kedushas Yisrael. Mivei shekol ish mi Yisrael hu be'emes shomer habris. Every Jew is essentially a shomer habris. Afilu im la'nisgalakim be'poyel. Mikol makom b'pnimiyusa harehu mahol. His pnimiyusi is gemal. And he goes on to explain that this is connected to Torah and Tefillah. Taira being Kedushas HaBris, and Tefillah being Malchus, being Emunah. Tefillah is an expression of our Emunah, and Taira being Keneged Kedushas HaBris. And he says this is Keneged the two Klipas of Esav and Yishmael. Yishmael Keneged Tefillah, and Esav Keneged Taira. He also mentions that that's why on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we were given two mitzvahs, Korban Pesach and Bris Milah. Korban Pesach is Emunah, it's the end of Pesach, and they have to shech the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, to be begal of the Emunah in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Bris Milah is Bris Milah. But you see again that there's this tag team of Emunah and Kedushas HaBris, which is Keneged Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Trei Mishnichim, Torah Tefillah, Esav Yishmael, V'chulei V'chulei, Atzmius Kedushas Yisrael.
So he said in the beginning that when you go from down to up, you start with Malchus.
Right.
So how does that apply to every person? The minute you're born, you're already called a Baal Emunah.
Yeah.
Even though you have no Bechira there.
If your mother is a Jew, then you are essentially a Mamin. That's what the Sfarim say. I think even in Maral, that Aim comes from Lashon Emunah. And the reason why the mother defines Yiddishkeit is because she gives over the Emunah to the child. Of course, very good. Yeah.
So in other words, so that Indian of Malchus is 8 days older than the Indian of the Bris, so it has Kedima.
No, because the moment a child is born, he's considered Mohol. That's what the Mishnah is saying.
Oh, that's just
you
the
just
pool.
Need 8 days to be able to do the Pula, exactly. Mm-hmm. But the moment you're
just
born,
it's in physical.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's essential. Also, the days of Shaivrim are also connected to these two Inyanim. because, first of all, you know, it begins, Eilish Mais B'nei Yisrael Abayim Mitzama Eis Yaakov Ishu Beisei Bo. That's the shin of Shaivavim. That's the first pasuk. I mean, that's a whole hakdama to the Pasha. Right? In Primis HaTorah and Kabbalah, we spoke about this many years ago here, that the whole inyan of Shaivavim is totally in Galus Mitzrayim. That the reason why Klai Yisrael came down to Mitzrayim was because Adam HaRishon was Maitzi Zera Levatala for 130 years, something like that. And those are the 130 years of Yaakov Avinu, that he suffered for 130 years, like it says in Parshas Vayigash, when he meets Paro. Paro says, Kama Yemesh Nechayecha. Yaakov says, 130 years, Ma'at, Veroim, terrible, terrible years. What type of a way to talk about your life like that? Yeah, he may have had his challenges, but, you know, was it that terrible? So the Arizal explains that he comes from the 130 years of Yaakov. He came to be Mechaper, the 130 years of Adam HaRishon, that after his chait, he abstained from his wife, and he was Maisiz El Levatala into the Nahar, and from that came all types of bad creatures, and Yaakov had to suffer 130 years to be Mechaper on that. Now what happened with all that Zer Levatala? He had to create Yidden, yeah? He created Neshamas. So those are the Neshamas of Klai Yisrael. And it's the same Neshamas which were present in the Dor HaMabul, and the Dor HaFlaga, and the Dor Enosh, and the Dor Stone. That's why the Torah speaks about all of them. Some more, some less. Because Torah is a book about Nishmas Yisrael. The Torah wouldn't speak about the Mabul if it wasn't, but it's not a history book. The reason why it speaks about the Dor HaFlaga, would anything be different had we not known about the Dor HaFlaga? So we need a whole parak about the Dor HaFlaga? So there he explains, no, we need to know about Klai Yisrael. Those are the neshamas of Klai Yisrael and Mitzrayim. And the reason why they suffered so much in Mitzrayim, says the Ari, is because they had to pay the price for the mistakes which they made in the Mabul and the Haflaga and in Enosh and in Stein. So that's why the Ari explains that it was Nigzra, and they had to build Pisum in Ramses. They had to be builders. That was an Oynish for building the Migdal. And the reason why the Jewish children were thrown into the river was because of the Mabul, because they were Maitzis El Devatala, and just like there was a Mabul, right? So they also had to be thrown into the water too because of that. It's all, there are parallels in the Ari and Pnimis HaTorah, with his Ruach HaKodesh, was able to put the sugyas together and to say, Das Das. This, that sugya, Einzach. So the reason why Shmais begins Shaivavim, it's the Shin of Shaivavim, is because what's going on in Shaivavim is a Hamshech of a Tikkun of these Pagamim which go back to the Marishon and to Knesset Yisrael throughout all the Dayos. That's what Tzias Mitzrayim was. Galus Mitzrayim, really. So it begins, Ve'ilish Shmais B'nei Yisrael HaBoy Mitzrayim. So already the Baal HaTorah says, and Sofei Tevos here are important, Ve'ilish Shmais, right? B'nei Yisrael HaBoyim Mitzrayim. The Sofei Tevos are Mila. Not in that order, but Mila. And then it continues, Eis Yaakov Ish. Sofei Tevos are Shabbos. So you have, in the very first pasuk, Sofei Tevos, Mila, Shabbos. The very Shaivim dik. Because what is Shaivim? Shaivim is six Shabbosos, which concentrate on Bris Mila. It's the Shabbos of Shaivim. It's not so much the weekday. The weekday is an avoda in concentrating, focusing on Shmiras Habris and Kedushas Habris. But if you want to know, like, what's the yontiv of Shaivim? The yontiv are the Shabbosos of Shaivim. They're considered to be Shabbos, every Shabbos is special, but like, out of the ordinary Shabbos is for the year. Shabbos is the inyan of Shaivim. That's why the Parshias are named, we read those Parshias in Shabbos, not just the week, it's Be'etzim the Parsh. But it's Mila and Shabbos. What's Shabbos? Shabbos is Malchus. Right? Shabbos Malchus. What's Malchus? Malchus is Emunah. Right? Anybody who keeps Shabbos, Meichlin, Afilin, or even if he's an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Shabbos is the Emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Shabbos is the Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, which is why Shabbos is Zeichel Litzias Mitzrayim, and also Zeichel Ma'ase Bereishis. Shabbos is called Zachar. What's the difference between Ma'ase Bereishis and Yitzias Mitzrayim? Why are these the two, the Shnei Zechiras, which are the biggest Zechiras? Because Zeichel Ma'ase Bereishis is a Emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But what's the Zeichel of Yitzias Mitzrayim? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he runs the world. And the tzaddikim explain that this is connected to Shabbos and Yontiv. Because Be'emes, Be'etzem, Yontiv is really Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Shabbos, Shabbos, of course, borrows that. Shabbos finds its way all to the Yisrael Mitzrayim. But Be'etzem, you could say that more Shabbos is Zecher L'maisa Bereshis than Yontif. So Yontif is really Zecher L'Yisrael Mitzrayim, and Shabbos has both. But Be'etzem, Shabbos is Zecher L'maisa Bereshis. Because Shabbos shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, because he rested on Shabbos. So every time we rest on Shabbos, we proclaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creator. And every single Yontif, which is every Yontif is a Zecher L'Yisrael Mitzrayim, we're showing, proclaiming our Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. But anyways, Shabbos is Emunah. Mila is Mila. So the reason why the first pasuk begins with Shabbos Mila, because that's what Shavim is about. It's a tikkun and malchus and yesod, which is why we decided to learn these sugyas, because a person needs to know that this is atzmius kedushas Yisrael. Like we explained, that a guy, if he wants to become a yid, he needs to do these two things. He needs to be a mamin, he has to accept upon himself the emes of a kodesh baruch hu, the emes hayichud and all tariq mitzvahs. Right? These are yesodis of emunah, and he has to have a bismillah. He also has to bring in korban, which is a bechin of korban Pesach, but without getting into that. And tefillah is a hashlama to the inyan of milah. But if you want to have shaychis to atzmius Yisrael, so the person has to have kesher tisayin and malchus, which is the shrei meshicha. This is a running theme that we find in many places. It's just very important, lemaisa, not just in shavim, but just in life, that, especially today, that there's a big melchama on these things. You know, these are the last two of the spheres, and we're what's called Ikris of the Mashiach, Achar Sayama. And so therefore, the big melchama today is on these inyanim, on Kedusha Sabris and Emunah. Today with the Kfira, which is everywhere in the world, that we've reached such a state of a Hester Panagajba who was concealing himself so much that there was never such a musag of atheism. It didn't exist. That's what's stylish today. There was, you know, everybody realizes that Christianity is phony, and Yishmaeli is phony, and you see from being a Yid and Yiddish life, the emes. If a person is zeichet to live it, then he tastes it. Everybody could see the emes, but everything out there, which the world is trying to suggest or to show that it's religious, that it's gottlich, everybody sees that it's fake, it's bogus. So today, people would rather be atheists than to believe in anything if they don't see the emes. And the reason why the world has come to that is because we're living in such a state of Hester Panim that it used to be not like that. It used to be that everybody was a mamin. It's just a question of who you were mamin in. Because there was more elokus in the world, and it was more palpable, it was tangible, the elokus in the world. But as time goes on, Kadosh Baruch Hu is being mamin of the world, where, like Hashem says, Anechi Haster Aser Panamika. Anechi Aster Aser means I'm in the process of making more Hester, more Hester, more Hester. So Rabbi Nachman, 200 years ago, he writes in his Sefer that, I know you're not going to believe me, but I'm telling you, that before Mashiach comes, in a few hundred years from now, there's going to be a Musag in the world called atheism. People won't believe in God. That's what he said. We look at those words and we're like, why was that such a big nevuah? Such a big Ruach HaKadosh to say that. That was your blockbuster, amazing chiddush you wanted to share in private with the Teretz is because it was unfathomable, such a thing. First of all, people were much more Baalei Seichel. They weren't as much into Taivas as they were. People were more intellectual. But today, people are throwing away their intellect, they're throwing away, because what's in style today is to be as much of a behem as you can be. That's how you should live your life. That's considered to be a geshmak life. More behema. And that's why today you find that people in behemas are put like on the same pedestal. There's no kavod to Adam, because what makes kavod to Adam is the fact that he's a neshama. But if you take out the neshama from a person, not only is he equal to an animal, he is even less than an animal. That's what Chazal say. That the neshama and the malachim were created on day one and day two. But Adam was created on day six, after the behemas. Adam was the last creation. So why? So Chazal say, if he's a tzaddik, then he's created first. And if he's not a tzaddik, then he's created last. That means that you would better give priority to a behemoth than you would to an Adam. And you find that today. You find that people are more interested in saving the whales than they are into saving starving people throughout the world. There's equal rights for the animals than there are for human beings. Why is that? Well, if you strip a person from his elokos, and even a goy is created b'tzelem elokim, if you deny that, what's the difference between a guy and Adarabah? A guy a guy is a worse behemoth than a behemoth. Because at least behemoth does what he's supposed to do. But the reason why an Adam is worse, because if you take an Adam and make it a behemoth, he's much less. Because he has much greater potential. He's downgrading himself.
That's what the case is going to be when
Mashiach
ben David comes and Amashiach ben Yosef. Like the
Gula
comes when Mashiach ben David comes, not Mashiach ben Yosef.
You're saying, like, I don't understand the question. It's so, really one process. You're saying, when technically does Kates begin?
When the Kates finishes. In other words, when Mashiach, we don't know anything about Mashiach ben Yosef so much.
Okay.
Whatever, I don't. Mashiach ben David, that's connected. Emunah.
Yeah.
So that's the last stage.
Okay.
I think you're asking that we're talking about the Urim going this way upwards,
right?
And then it seems like the finale is really going downwards.
Oh, okay. So what's happening is this.
Thank you.
Okay, I didn't understand.
I understand.
So the world today, there's a klal in Torah which is called Malim B'Kodesh V'Marina. And although to us it looks like the world is going down, it's really going up. And this is some of the Nestoris, the hidden secrets of creation, how that is. But Rav Tzadik writes that and others do. It says, Dor l'dor yeshabach ma'asech. Rav Tanya says this as well. That from every generation which goes by, yeshabach ma'asech. You're making things better. In the chitzonius it's getting worse. But in the pnimius it gets better. And the reason why in the chitzonius it gets worse, just to be masber why that is because in order to make a havaya chadasha, to make something new, you have to be mevatel the old, bring it to a place of bittul and ayin, and then there could be yetzira chadash. So the way that the world was beforehand, so it has to disintegrate, and from that place of being bittul, a new havaya will be created. But in the pnimius, in ways which we don't see, that havaya is being constructed, it's being built. We just don't see it because it's not open to our eyes. But all the mitzvahs which we're doing are being creating that Havaya Chadasha to come to reveal itself once the Chitzonius, the old Chitzonius, crumbles. That's why when you see the world around you crumbling, so it's part of a master plan to take the old Havaya and to make it Batal in order that you can have a new Havaya. But in the Pnimius, everything is always getting better. Even though we see Hiskatnas Adairis and even all the things which you know to be true, but in the Pnimius, it's moving forward in the direction where a Havaya Chadasha is taking place. So you see today the machamas which are being made on gender, man, woman. This is all an attack on kedushas habris. That's what it is, because kedushas habris is what defines a zachar and a keva is kedushas habris. That's what defines. So, but in the same way that a person, a yid is a mahol, even if he has an orla, and a guy is an orla if he has a mahol, same thing is true with a zachar and a keva. Even if you change the body parts, whatever you do, you're still a zachar. And you're still in the keva. I mean, there's certain things in my chukei ma'aseh bereishis which can't be changed. And one of the chukei hakdusha shemaaseh bereishis is that a yid is a mahal and a guy is an oil. It's the same thing as a zachar in a keva. The same things which in the bria which zehu, that's how they are. The same things which we did going back to Sinai from mekabel the Torah. The Kadosh says, "You mekabel Torah. You believe in my achdus. You believe in my raza the yichud. You're a mahal. You everybody else didn't. You're an oil." But it's important to note that even if a person, it can be mechazik people a lot with this inyan, that even if a person is struggling in his emunah, he's struggling in his kedushas habris, you tell a person, you may be having your struggles, but you should know who you are, your shomer bris. Be true to who you are. It's very different than telling a person, you're
something you're not.
Yeah, you're not. You think that you're because you're pagim, you think that you define yourself as that. You're struggling, you think you're lo yitzlach. And you have to work yourself to be a Shomer Bris. No, no, no. You are a Shomer Bris. That's who you are. And whatever you do, you can't be part of that. Be who you are. You are a Maimon. You just have to be Megal to the fact that you're a Maimon. You don't have to make yourself into a Maimon. You have to convince yourself or to work on yourself to be a Maimon. The Etzim Kedushas Yisrael is that. You are a Maimon. And if I tell you that you give my Ikrei Emuna, you don't have to try to believe it. You do believe it. You just have to work on being Megal so that you can live by that. You can live by your Kedushas Yisrael. You can live by your Emuna. It's a totally different way of looking at Yiddishkeit. It's a very, very important aside this which comes out from the shtickle. Let's continue a little bit more. We had said before, Gedoyla Mila Shadoyches HaShabbos. If you go back to the first page, where we had the Mishnah, so there's a riff. The riff wants to know why Mila is greater than Shabbos. Why is it that Mila is Doyches HaShabbos? Or else he said that Mila is Doyches HaNegan. Let's talk about that for a little bit. So here we have the riff. It's underlined. Yesh lo says tam l'shevach amad Doyches HaShabbos shekam b'mayis b'reishis. T'chsev v'yesh lo z'imashi. Shabbos comes before Mila, so why should Mila be doyech Shabbos? So he says nearly an asdaiti. Shatam hu liyesh Shabbos toli b'Mila. Since Shabbos is toli in Mila, Mila is greater. How's that? Nimtza hamila gedoyla kevan shabbos toli b'viha inyan hu the kaimelan akum shabbos chayiv b'nasha. So the Gemara says a goy who keeps Shabbos is chayiv misa. Uchtei lavay l'kiyum Shabbos. So therefore, in order to enter into the parish of Shabbos, tzarech shiya chasam ba'etz b'skoydesh. You need to have a bris. L'hoi reis ki mibinei Yisrael hu, in order to show that he's a yid. V'im kein, imein mila, shuhar ba'al Yisrael, yafshar lishma Shabbos. Right? So therefore, if a person isn't gemalt, he can't keep Shabbos. Yadam b'hu chayv ben avshay. He's chayv misa. B'di shemayim. Im yesh reis v'keven shemay toicha mila hu b'al l'chlal shmir Shabbos. So since mila allows a person to enter into Shmir Shabbos. That's why Mila is Shabbos. That's the Pshat of the Rif. So we could say another Pshat though, and it goes as follows. First of all, once we speak about Mila and Shabbos, this goes back to what we said before. Right? Mila and Shabbos is the Nina Shaibin. Emunah, Shabbos, and Mila, which is Kedushas HaYosef. That's connected David, and it's connected Yosef. And in Niglas HaTaira, Yesoid is higher and greater than Malchus. It is higher. Yesoid is higher in the Sphiris than Malchus. And of course, Yesoid is connected to Zachar. That's Mila, Bris. And Emula is Malchus, the Sphiris is connected to Nekeva. And in Halacha, so the Zachar has a higher dagger than the Nekeva. He's higher more mitzvahs than her. So that's Yesoid and Malchus. And that's why Mila is Deich HaShabbos. There's a certain priority that Yisoid has over Shabbos, because Shishi comes before Shvi. That's the Pashtus. In Primius, though, you can say as follows. The Zohar Kodesh tells us the secret of Bismillah. Already the Mishonim write, what's the Indian of Bismillah? The Rambam has a very big, famous Taitcha Mor Navuchim, where he says that the whole Indian of Mila is that it's supposed to be Machlish, it weakens the Taiva of Arias. The Ramban argues on that, says Laitachin Hadvar. And the Rishonim say that the Inyan of Mila is that it's an ois and a simon that a person is an Eved Hashem. That it should be an ois on our bodies that a person can't remove, which shows that he is bound to the service of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a life of an Eved Hashem. The Zohar Kodesh takes that one step further, and the Zohar says, the whole secret of the Bris Mila is for also the mikdash v'shachanti v'secha. That there's a musa called mikdash, mishkan, and every single Jew is supposed to be a markava, like we say about the avais, ha'avais, hein hein ha'markava. And that began with Avram Avinu. There was no hein hein ha'markava before Avram, because Avram was the first nimo, and then Yitzhak, and then Yaakov. So Mamela, the reason why the avos are hein hein ha'markava is because they were given the mitzvah of Mila. It's actually shaykh to the beginning of this week's parasha too. Va'ira el Avram el Yitzchak el Yaakov v'kel Shakai v'shmi havayel en adati lehem. That's what Hashem says to Moshe. So the Zohar says, we have here Shem Shakai and the Shem Havaya. Shakai was given to the Avos HaKadoshim, but Havaya was given to Moshe. What's Shakai and Havaya? So Shakai and Havaya correspond to Mila and Emunah. Because you know that Bris Mila is the Shem Shakai. You write the Shem, even the Mayal, there's a way that the Mayal, that he's able to, when he puts his fingers in the mouth of the Tinoch with the wine, it's brought down in the Pnimius Svarim that he should do so, first do three fingers, and then he should do it with his finger like that to make a Dalid, and then with his thumb to make it a Yod. He's supposed to make Shakai on the mouth of the baby. And of course, Bris Mila is Shakai. Every single sphere has a shame which is associated with that. Like Chesed is the shame Kel, Gvura is the shame Elokim, Tiferes is Havaya, Netzach is Havaya Tzvakos, Hoyd is Elokim Tzakos, and Yesoid, which is Bris Milas, connected the Shem Shakai. So Shakai is connected Bris Milas. Hashem says, to the Ava Saktoy Shem, I give Shakai. Ushmi Havaya, which is Emuna, Lenadatila. So Shakai and Havaya correspond to Mila and to Emuna. Right? What is Emuna? Emuna is Havaya. All of the foundations of Emuna are totally in the Shem Havaya. Because that's considered to be the name which is Atmas Hashem. And like Bris Mila, we have this, it's called Shakai is Bechutz, but Havaya is Bifnim. That's the secret of Bris Mila. The Zayar says, Shakai Bechutz, but Havaya Bifnim. Where do you have a similar thing? A Shakai Bechutz and Havaya Bifnim? By the Tefillin, you also have Shakai and Havaya. Also in the Mezuzah. All the Oisais are like that. Shabbos, Mila, Mezuzah, Tefillin. Shakai Bechutz, Havaya Bifnim.
Just on this level, so Shakai Bechutz means what? We form, we have shins on our Tzimun Shalreishim, we have a dot, we put Shakai on our hand. And Havaya is what? In the Parshias.
The Parshias are Havayas. Yeah. But we on the Gufoy Shel Tefillin, there's Shakai. And the same thing with the Mezuzah. Gary pointed out. On outside of the Mezuzah, it's the Shem Shakai. But inside, it's Tzav Havaya is in there. That's Shakai and Havaya. That's connected these two another. Bris Mila, which is Shakai. Da'ile Lekusti B'chol Bria. And then Havaya, which is Bifnei. Shakai and Havaya. So Al Kolpanim, Ha'avos Ha'inin HaMerkava. And the reason why the Avos are Merkava is because they were given the mitzvah of Mila. And therefore the Zohar says, Va'asu the Mikdash V'Shachanti V'Sechem. Says the Zohar, there's a Mikdash in the world. And that's the base of Mikdash on Har Moriah. But really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that every single Jew should be a Mikdash. As the Pasuk says, Heichal Hashem Heima. Heichal Hashem Heima. And as the Medrash says, although we don't know where this Medrash is, it's an obscure Medrash, but the Reish Chachma brings it, as does the Al-Shech and others. V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti v'secham. It doesn't say v'secham le'nemar. It says v'secham. Make a mikdash and I will dwell in them. Every Jew could be a mikdash. And the Zohar says that when a Jew is gemalt, he becomes a mikdash Hashem. Now if I had to ask you, what's a greater mikdash? The mikdash of the base of mikdash, or if a Jew is a mikdash? So, the teretz is that the Jew is a more chashuv of a mikdash, because it's in order for a yid to be a mikdash, that the shechinah should dwell on atzmas u'basar, is a much bigger chiddush than on etzim v'avanim. It took much, much more work. But there's a mikdash in the oilam, and there's a mikdash in the bench, because the world divides into nefesh, oilam, and shana, ashan. So in the oilam there's a mikdash, but in the mensh there's a mikdash. And that mikdash that a person makes himself into a mikdash is even a higher darga than the basic mikdash. So now, why is Mila Deicha Shabbos? Because Shabbos is considered to be the mikdash of Zman in Shana. What's the mikdash in oilam? The basic mikdash. But what's in mikdash in nefesh? Bismillah. It's totally in Bismillah. So when Shabbos is pit against the basic mikdash, so who wins? Shabbos versus Beis HaMikdash.
Binyan
Beis HaMikdash.
Okay, so the
Avodah
is Deicha Shabbos.
The Avodah is Deicha Shabbos, but the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not. I mean, the reason why the Avodah is not, because that's already Nichlal in Shabbos. Shabbos is Soivel that. But the actual Binyan HaMikdash, no. Because Binyan HaMikdash is not higher than Shabbos. The Shabbos of Zman is higher than the Shabbos of Makor. So you already see that Shabbos trumps Mikdash. But now the question is Shabbos versus Mila. Mila is Deicha Shabbos. You know Mila is Deicha Shabbos because the Mikdash of the Mensch is higher than the Mikdash of the Zman. So whereas Shabbos beats out based on Mikdash, but Mila beats out Shabbos. That's what the Zohar says. The secret of Mila is V'asu li Mikdash V'shachati V'secha. Very important to say. That's really the whole tachlis of Bria, is that there should be a base of mikdash, but there should only be a base of mikdash until Klal Yisrael doesn't become a mikdash themselves. But once we become a mikdash, then we become higher than base of mikdash. And you know what the base of mikdash is for? mostly for the guy. Basically, Mikdash is not going to be a place for us as much as it's going to be for the guy. At some point, as long as we need a Mikdash, that we're not on the dark of Mikdash, so then we need Mikdash. But once we achieve a level which is higher than Mikdash, we surpass the Mikdash of Eitzim Avanim, so then we're higher. Of course, we'll have Shaykhis. But the Beis Hamikdash is a tool for us to be able to reach our Darga of Mikdash. So it's important to look at the world that not just to create a Mokum of Mikdash, that every single Jew has the tafkid to make himself the Mokum. And as much as he's Makadish himself in his Bris Mila, Kedush is a Bris, that's how much a person succeeds into making himself a Mikdash. Not just that a person is Shomer Bris. He has a tafkid in this world to be a Mikdash. And as much that he's Shomer Kedush is a Bris, that's how much Mikdash he's going to have. And by the way, that's why the weeks of Shavuvim culminate in what? Shavuvim ends with Mishpatim, and then Shuma. Shuma is Mikdash. Possibly Mikdash of Mizraham. The efforts of being Mechazik ourselves in Emuna and Shmir Sabris, which is what Mikdash is all about, brings us to Parashas Truma, which is Vasu Mikdash.
So, what was the question? In that perfect scenario where the Yidden don't need any more, I guess what we don't need any more makom to have Tveikas Bashem, right? Or an avodah that achieves Tveikas Bashem, we're able to reach Tveikas Bashem simply by our own pneumistic avodah without any objects or places.
Right. Yeah, a person is supposed to be a Ben Chayrin. True Ben Chayrin is a person who's higher than Zman and higher than makom. Which means that he's higher than he could be higher than Shabbos, and he could be higher than the Makom HaMikdash too. There's a very high madrega to accomplish that thing. It will be each and every one of us will be zeichet to that mitzvah Hashem. But as long as a person is not a true ben chayrin, he's meshubet his man, he's meshubet the Makom. Only very few tzaddikim are able to be model themselves higher than Makom and higher than zman. But as long as a person is still meshubet to the chuki hateva, then he has to follow the rules. Rules of the world is that there's a makom and there's a man, and then a person should be nesap.
Because in the chabad and chayin, I'll be sure you speak better, right? For a person that terasa was avaydasai, right, and amnasai, he didn't have the restraints of his man of worrying about tefillah when the daven. That terasa amnasai meant he was above his man.
Sure, Tyrus kama la'ilam and came before creation is man. Came before creation of Makom. That's how you find that Jasha of Altikri Charis Alacharis is by Matan Torah. And Matan was the giving of the Torah. And at that time, by Matan Torah, Klai saw we reached a place which was higher than Zman. And it's higher than Makom. Which is why you don't count Shavuos, you don't count the 50th day. Why not? Because you're higher than Zman. And the Har Sinai is not the place of the Makom HaMikdash. But yet it's given all the statuses of it. Because Klai Yisrael reached a place which is higher than that. The Bechinas Mikdash of Shavuos is not Alts Har Sinai. It's Alts Kedushas Yisrael. It's Alts the Mila. It's Alts that Kedusha that they achieved, which is higher than Zman HaMakom. That's why Shavuos, the Chayrus, which you're speaking about through Esek Atay, which is of course Torah Lishma, is what allows a person to achieve that Darga of Asur the Mikdash Shanti B'Soy. Shkaya.